Texas, a three-star, 6'3", 175-pounder. Santana Harvey, defensive end from Lakeland, Florida, four-star, 6'3", and 230. Going to get J.J. Brown, offensive lineman from Parkview High School down in Lilburn, Georgia. That's the good news. Big recruiting weekend. We'll go over some more of those guys later in the show. The bad news for Clemson, Nate Savoy, the outfielder slash catcher, entering the transfer portal according to a report, an internet report coming up as the portal opens up today. We saw 10 regionals decided yesterday, six to be decided today. Softball down in the final four, Texas at Tennessee and Alabama and Texas Tech. Baseball, Braves take two out of three from Cincinnati. Now the Braves have Toronto. NHL finals begin tomorrow night. NBA finals begin Wednesday night. Denny Hamlin won in Nashville in NASCAR. Russell Henley birdied the last four holes at the Colonial to win. And this is a busy, busy weekend for sure. With that said, one of the things that happened this weekend, and I kind of promised a little bit. I'll tell you what, let me get these two phone calls, and then I'll go over the ejection stuff. Holding the longest by 9 seconds. Snap Hook on our Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. How you doing, Snap Hook?
I'm doing good, Mickey Plowler. How are you?
Blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
Man, does Colt Nost have the most punchable voice in broadcasting?
That's
my goodness, man. I don't know if he thinks he's Johnny Miller giving swing tips, and oh, that was a terrible swing. I wouldn't teach that. I put on Twitter yesterday. I tagged him. I said, Colt Nost, I'll pay you $100 a hole. No one needs swing tips from a should-have been. I mean, come on, man.
He would destroy you, by the way. He would destroy you.
I don't know.
No, I do. He's former two-time USAM champion, man. He'd beat your brains in. With that said, it's the obvious stuff that he does, too. Like, Henley make three birdies in a row and go, well, that was another big birdie. Not really? Oh, man, he's playing well. He's on a roll now. Like, okay, Colt, okay. He's supposed to be, you know, we do this, we give guys roles, and he's supposed to be the everyday guy, the next neighbor guy. He's not like the, you know, you got the European accent golf guy. He's supposed to be the beer-drinking guy next door, fat guy, not good-looking guy. You know, he's supposed to just be the everyday Joe on the announcing crew. You know, and that's what, you know, Kisner's supposed to be that for NBC, like the, you know, your next-door neighbor guy's going to be drinking beer out on the back porch guy. But, man, you got to have more than one trick through it all.
He's definitely not. If he was my neighbor, I'd list my house for sale. Let's just say that.
Very good.
Appreciate it, Mickey Bob.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. You know, Colt knows. I keep saying, give the guy some Zyrtec, man. He's got to have – he has to have some allergies or something.
That's his third birdie in a row. He's playing well.
Really, Colt. Really. Riveting, man. But we're addicted to roll guy now. And he's fat guy next door, everyday Joe guy. He's Joe Plummer guy is what he is now. Let me get Seminole Ted, Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Good morning, Seminole Ted. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I tell you, after we lost the first game to St. John's, I was really worried about the Coastal game. In fact, I talked to Quackenbush, and really we talked about that regional. I was like, you know, I don't like this regional for Florida State at all because there's no room for error, and now we definitely have no room for error, but yeah, somehow, some way, we scrapped our way to the final two games, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, I just that St. John's team is good. Coastal's good. It was not a good look this weekend. The weather didn't help things. But I want to also talk about the Braves, man. I tell you what, Ronald Acuna Jr. is heating up quickly. And I tell you what, he is the face of the franchise. He's the energy of the franchise. And, man, when he's hot, this team just seems to stay hot, you know, and we get Baldwin back, start getting some of our pitchers back. I mean, Mickey, this is going to be a 100-win team if things keep up like they are and the injury bug stays at bay. You think they got a good chance of making the World Series? And I'll take it off the air, Mickey.
Thank you, Seminole Ted. Appreciate that. Yeah, you got to win two today down in Tallahassee. Hey, here's the deal. Acuna Jr. is one of those, like, just unicorns. Like, he's so good at so many things and so many tools. And when he puts together like he is, like he's doing right now, an unbelievable series up in Cincinnati. He puts it together. He did have an error, by the way, so you're still going to get a little bit of that. You know, like you find he's going to find a way to screw it up sometimes. But, no, he's a phenomenal player, phenomenal talent, and he's certainly on a roll right now. Hit the first pitch of the game out yesterday. I think that's four straight games of homers. He's doing great. And, yeah, I mean, you only got to win 60 more. You got to win 60 of 100 to get to 100 because you got 100 games left. You're 60-40. You got 102 games left. All you got to do is win 60 because you're 40-20 right now. Man, Braves are playing great. And yeah, World Series right now, they're the best team in baseball. And you mentioned with rotations. Now, there's going to be some sort of adversity coming with the Braves. There'll be either injuries or they'll play bad baseball, play stretches, and, you know, the dog days of summer might rear its head. They might go through some bumps and bruises. But this pitching staff plays like this. Strider, that's the first game that Strider has pitched this season where the Braves lost. It's the sixth start of the year. They were 5-0 coming in. And so, you know, that was a him and what Sale's doing. What the whole pitching staff, actually. Pitched extremely well so far. 654-ROAR, that's our Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines, our Adams & Co. roofing text line. You can get in touch with us as well. A bunch of texts flying in right now. And I've got to imagine they're going to fly in at this next topic. Ben in Charleston said, I got a group text with some buddies of mine, and we constantly say, talking about Colt Nose, can't believe this dude gets paid to use his words. Makes absolutely no sense to us. Colt Nose. It'd be different if his name wasn't Colt Nost, too. Everyday guy, Colt. Colt Nost. So yesterday, this is going to be the take. Watch what happens on our phone lines right now. I'm not trolling anybody. And I can tell how, and we'll have to go back to the past history of text lines. But this is going to be some partisan politics right here. Yesterday, Trey Phelps was ejected after he hit a home run against Liberty. And when he hit it, the umpire chased him out of the batter's box because he stood in the batter's box forever. Then he turned and instead of – he's a right-handed hitter. Instead of running towards first, he turned his body towards what they're saying is his mom and dad, which, yeah, that's one thing, but also – towards the Liberty dugout. Liberty players, you can see them reacting. Did you see the home run, by the way, in the around the bases?
I am watching it right now.
Okay. All right. Watch the whole thing all the way through, and then I'll get your organic response here. And then as he gets to first, he does something with the first base coach. I get it. Kind of does a little dance around first and then does some other hand gestures, rounding second, rounding third. He does something, a little turnaround deal to third base with his coach, kind of a pirouette kind of deal or whatever those things are called. It's like a ballet.
Around third, he's mimicking a crossover spin move with a basketball.
And it comes in. Yeah.
The entire time, it looks like the home plate umpire is yelling at him to calm down.
Yeah.
And he just ramps it up a little more.
Yeah. Here's and look, so Georgia fans are going to go. And by the way, he got ejected. The manager, the coach, Wes Johnson, got ejected for taking up for his player and all that. I don't blame Wes Johnson for taking up for him all. The Georgia fan is going to text in and call this morning and say, that's ridiculous. It was a go-ahead home run. It's ridiculous. His mom and dad's ridiculous. And let me put this thing to bed right now. I don't care if it's Georgia, Clemson, South Carolina, New York Yankees, Atlanta Braves. I don't care. The ejection is the right call and should be the right call moving forward. We see the Arizona State guy got a strike three caught him. He flips his bat up in the air. He got ejected. We've got to start doing more of this. And to be honest with you, these are parents' faults, baseball coaches' faults, travel ball coaches' faults, high school baseball coaches' faults, college baseball coaches' faults. We've let these kids act like idiots after a strikeout or a home run. And we've got to get control of it. You need to respect the game. You need to act like you're not an idiot. And you need to do it with your team. Texas said, honestly, Cannarella did a lot of stuff last year that I didn't agree with him playing, showboating too much. I agree. I didn't like Cam Cannarella doing any of that. It is time now to get control of it. And I will tell you this. The most beautiful thing I saw after the ejection is the thought I had in my mind was, well, that's the last time he'll do that. And I hope this is the case because I hope the next umpire holds him accountable. This is we got to take back the game, and we got to take back the game and stuff with, he's just celebrating his teammates. No, he's not. He's taunting the other dugout. And on top of that, even if you celebrate your teammates, but don't celebrate that like an idiot. So just a couple of quick thoughts. I tweeted this out last night, and what I said was, here's what the rules should look like. Act like an idiot, and you're going to be tossed. Simple. Act right. Respect the game. So years ago, a good friend of mine who was raised by his grandmother once told me, we were at a sporting event, and a fan was belligerent. And the guy told me, I'm sitting with him, and the guy told me, he goes, man, my grandma will tell you this, that boy don't know how to act. And we got in that conversation. And the point was that, to be honest with you, that's one of the biggest insults you can give anybody. That boy don't know how to act. A little bit of a subject-verb agreement in there kind of issue. But you get my point. If you think about it, I would hate for somebody to talk about my kids and go, man, those kids don't know how to act. It's a reflection of so much. It's a reflection of you, of your parents, of your coaches, and of your team. Because somebody pull you in the dugout and go, hey, man, you just hurt our team by getting ejected. And the whole thing about act like you've been there before, I get that point too. And maybe he's not hit a go-ahead home run in a regional. I get all that. Here's the point. You don't see MLB doesn't do it. And the reason is because they police themselves a little bit. But that's the rule. And the rule should be written this way. If you act like an idiot, we're going to eject you. When you watch Trey Phelps round the bases from the staying in the box, staring down Liberty's dugout, saying something to them, and whatever the heck he was doing rounding the bases, then you're going to get ejected. And if you do it again, we're ejecting your butt again. It's time to be more strict on this thing, and it's time to get back to acting like you got a little bit of sense. And to be honest with you, if that doesn't happen, then the that's Wes Johnson's fault. If he does it again, that's Wes Johnson's fault. You had to talk with him. Hey, man, Georgia's got some huge baseball games coming up. Mississippi State this weekend. And Omaha moving forward, most likely. I feel like they're going to Omaha. Man, you do that again and you hurt our team again, it ain't going to be good.
And to your point, it is up to the parents as well.
Yes.
I still remember, I think I was 8 years old, Clemson played Auburn in the Peach Bowl. It was the first time I ever went to a bowl game.
Right.
I was with my aunt, my uncle, and my cousin. I remember the date. It was 1997 because it was Peyton Manning's last game. Was that same weekend at Tennessee? When Auburn came out onto the field, there were people around us booing, and I stood up and I booed as well. And my aunt grabbed me and she said, "You do not do that." And that's all she had to say. It's decorum. It's how to act.
Yep.
I was told at a very early age, you don't do that. And I've never done that ever again.
So
it's ingrained into me.
So no one could look at you as a little fella and go, that boy don't know how to act. I mean, I say, so, yeah. Man, when I remember the conversation. I remember where I was at. And I remember the fan that was doing that. And I remember that's what my buddy said. He said, that's what his grandma talked about. That's as big an insult you can give somebody. That boy don't know how to act.
Yep.
So you knew how to act.
I was taught how to act when I now, acted incorrectly.
Watch this.
Yes. Now,
baseball needs to be fun. They're taking all the fun out of the game. He was only celebrating his teammates. It was a big home run. Let them have fun. No. The fun is go back in the dugout and go high-five each other, hug each other. That's fun. Win the baseball game. That's fun. But the idea you're bringing all this attention upon yourself, and again, let me be very clear about this, acting like an idiot rounding the bases, when you act like an idiot, then you're going to be treated like an idiot. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. If you act like an idiot, and here's the thing, I hope, did Georgia hit other home runs after that? Yeah, they did. And I can't remember what the guys acted like, but they didn't get tossed out. So maybe it worked. It is up to me, if the coaches aren't going to do it and the parents aren't going to do it, then the next step is let's let the umpires do it. Let's start kicking some guys out of games. And then the message gets out a little bit. So, oh, okay. Okay, so that's where the line is. Because if you're not, then the line is, oh, well, he didn't. He was talking to his mom and dad. He wasn't talking to Liberty. He was just rounding first. He didn't mean to do that. No. Don't act like an idiot. And you can stay in this baseball game. When you act like an idiot, you're not going to be allowed to play the baseball game anymore. That's pretty doggone simple. Mm-hmm. And to my I don't think my 7-year-old's listening right now, but you do that one time, and the umps aren't taking you out of the game. I am. And guess what? He might do it one time. He might. I doubt it because we'll have a talk about it beforehand. He doesn't hit home runs right now. He's not strong enough to hit a home run. But the first time he does, if for some reason my 7-year-old does it, he'll do it one time and he won't finish the game. And then guess what he won't do? He won't ever do it again. I honestly hope, my hope and prayer of this thing is that Trey Phelps learned the lesson yesterday and won't be one of these, well, it's the umpire's fault, man. I was helping. No. You're the one that act like an idiot. And if you act like an idiot, you're not going to be allowed to play the game anymore. That's as simple as it gets. It's time to take back the game, and all coaches and all parents need to step up and take the game back and act like we know what we're doing. And let these kids, well, that boy don't know how to act. Uh-uh. We ain't doing that no more. You gonna act right. Short break. Now watch. Georgia fans gonna put your bias aside because we did it for Cannarella. I didn't like some Cannarella stuff. We did it. And then you got to say, well, I like this, I don't like that, like this, don't like that. Well, that's the lines, man. Uh-uh. Just don't do any of it. Let's take care of all of it. Short break. We'll get your reaction to it right after this.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawl Space Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawl Space Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
We are joined by April Raines of Greer Flooring Center. April, I know they're the largest phone lines. Steve's in Greenville. Steve, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, listen, I wanted to bring up a couple of words that come to mind. One of them is culture. And I think these coaches, they grew up in the WWE era where it was all about sensationalizing rather than performance. Yeah. I tell you what, you want to celebrate with your teammates, take a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, turn it around, and take it over the wall like that young man did for Georgia.
Yeah.
And as my coach taught me when I was a kid, he said, act like you've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Go in that dugout, celebrate, tell the guy who's on deck or in the hole, you wait. He's going to throw that fastball, and you see your teammate hit one over the wall, and you celebrate together. That's how you celebrate. The other term that comes to mind is accountability. I would love to see – I'm not a Georgia fan, but I'm not a hater either. I'm a performance guy. He hit the crap out of that baseball.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that coaching staff get together with Mr. Phelps and say, listen, if you want to see that green grass and them lines and get on that field again, if you ever act like that again, it ain't going to happen. So if a young man came out and said, hey, I learned from it, I shouldn't have done that, it'll never happen again, and he hits a home run in the next game and he ends up in Omaha, that's what the game of baseball and college baseball is all about. Unfortunately, we've got away from accountability, and we've gotten into that WWE culture where coaches accept that, and it's a sad day. I'm all about celebrating, but act like you've been there before. Celebrate with your teammates. And put some W's up in Omaha. That's what it's about. It isn't about in a super regional hitting a home run and showing out.
Steve, I'm glad you don't host a sports talk show. I'd be out of a job. You're too bright to do that, man. Great points. Very good points. I agree with everything you said for sure, man. Great points, buddy. Have a great day. Thanks a lot. Tommy West had three rules when he was head coach at Clemson. Number one is you don't mistreat a girl. Number two is you don't do drugs. And number three is don't do anything to embarrass a program. The number three, embarrass a program, that entailed a lot of things. That covered a lot. And we got to get the point where instead of – and I don't know how they're going to do it now. I mean, Johnson took up for his guy. I guess he had to do it in the heat of the moment. I get that. But what do they do moving forward with it? And will they continue to blame Bradley Lee Croy, continue to blame the umpire, or go to the source and go, hey, man, he should have done it. And now we know, and he won't do it again. Because now here's the beauty of it. Now we could have deterrence. And I am hopeful that Trey Phelps will never, ever do it again. Because you know what? Ruth didn't do it, and Willie Mays didn't do it, and Hank Aaron didn't do it. And so who are you? Who are you to do it if they didn't do it? Right? Mitch is in Easley. Mitch, thanks for hanging through the break, man. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Mickey. Real quick, best Beatles song, A Day in the Life.
I love A Day in the Life.
Yeah,
100%. And think about A Day in the Life. Like, when they made that, they were on top of the world, and they were printing out hit after hit after hit, and they said, all right, let's do this one. Let's do let's bring in an orchestra, and let's do the weird ending, and let's try it. So despite the – I mean, they had the formula to success, and they went away from it.
Yep.
And put that thing together.
I love it. The lyrics.
Love that. Yeah.
Lyrics to it. And then Paul McCartney doing his little thing in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah, I was just calling in to talk about the Phelps situation. I totally agree with everything that's been said on the show. He was acting dumb, and I'm you know, tired of seeing players doing that, because, like I said, it takes away from celebrating with the team, and yeah. It's just all it is showboating.
Yep.
But the, like, Twitter last night, I was looking on there, Georgia fans trying to protect him.
Sure.
There's no defending that. And the moment, like, I don't care if the second coming of Jesus Christ is in the stands. You don't turn your whole body and, you know, make hand signs to. All you have to do is just point to your parents, or if you want to do that. And the moment you start taunting the first baseman, you should be ejected immediately. And that's exactly what he did. And yeah, there's just absolutely no defense of it. And you know, George has been walking that fine line anyways with. Wes Johnson allows them to do basically whatever they want, so I'm surprised that it already hadn't happened. You know, and to be honest, I've seen Clemson players ejected for less the last couple of years. So, yeah, he deserved to be ejected. There's no defending that. And, you know, the quicker that Georgia fans start just realizing that and the umpire's got it right, the better off they'll be.
Well, and I guarantee you this much, had a Liberty guy done it, they wouldn't have liked it. This is see, Georgia fans aren't, not all Georgia fans. Some are texting now saying, hey, I'm a Georgia fan, I agree. But Georgia fans, you're too invested in it to have a clear picture there. You're too jaded and you get your Georgia glass on here. If it happened the other way around, you feel the same way. I compare it to this. It's like a third strike, a called third strike on the outside corner. If it's close enough, you got to swing the bat. Don't put it in the umpire's hands. If you just round the bases – and you just touch first, touch second, touch third, touch home, and then go and dug out and celebrate your teammates, then you're not. But if you put it in the umpire's hands, they've got to say, well, I didn't like what he did here, and he did this, and the bat flipped that, and the talking this, and the pounding this. You put it in the umpire's hands, don't do it. Don't do it. Just round the bases. Go touch those four.
The moment you start doing that is you leave it up for debate in the umpire's brains.
Yep.
You know, you'd almost be a trailblazer if you just jogged around the base.
Yeah, yeah, be different. act like you have sense. Yeah. That's the way to differentiate. Act like you have some sense. Yeah.
Yeah, if you just want to be a trailblazer in today's game, just jog around.
Yeah, just imagine that. Touch first base and then go touch second, third home. Yeah, crazy. Good stuff, Mitch.
Real quick, Savoy transfer.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't really care. Any position player on this team, I'm okay with getting replaced, to be honest. Besides maybe Purify. I'd like to see him come back, but I think Bakich is trying to build a roster that's completely different from last year's, especially with the mental approach. So I'm okay with it. Just my 2 cents.
It depends on what comes. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call for sure, Mitch. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
I'd like to have Savoy back, like to Purify back. But let's have a whole new team. Let's start all over and let's see what we can go from there. Now you're going to have more money to give to somebody else for sure. Are you into both songs now and done with both songs now? I've got a bunch of texts I can read if you're still doing it.
Haven't read those. I'm gonna keep with Let It Be because okay. I feel like that more exemplifies a ballad.
Yeah, okay.
Hey Jude is, that's one of my favorite Beatles songs. But I feel like Let It Be is more of a ballad.
Yes, okay. So the way it was framed is what you... Okay, I like it. I like it. All right. I love what 7987 said. It's been time to crack down on foolishness. Yeah, here's the thing. I don't want to be, and again, I'm 58 years old now, but I don't want to be foolish. I don't want to be selfish. And you can call it however you want to call it, but there's no doubting that you're calling attention upon yourself whenever you act like that. So you're it's about me. You know, this is a team sport. You're part of a team, and it's about the team winning and all. So when you do that, you take all that out. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. I'm just telling you that I like what he said there. I don't want to be known as foolishness. I don't want to be known as selfish. Texas, I think Wes Johnson and Trey Phelps wouldn't have a beer in the clubhouse. Yeah, he had to pull them off to do it. Hopefully, you look back at it, because here's one way you can look at it. You can say, it's the umpire's fault. It's the umpire's fault. You got to let him play. Well, they let this team do that, let that team do that. Don't even approach that line. And take a little control, and let's be a little bit different. As the caller just said, if everybody else does it, let's do it a little different. Let's don't do it. 8660 says, the only part I don't agree with the suspension of the next game. Seems a bit harsh, like targeting. Guys are making NIL money. Start fining them, and that'll hit them where it hurts in the wallet. Yeah, but you know, I think the ability to play the game is the big deal. Texas said Acuna does it, can't stand it. Yeah, and it comes back to bite Acuna at times, too, when he makes an error like he did yesterday. A costly error like he did yesterday. Yeah, Acuna's not one that I would model myself after. Again, Hank Aaron would be one. Willie Mays would be one. Babe Ruth would be one.
Their disposition.
Yeah. 8940, couldn't agree more, Mickey. I think that's pretty much not the consensus. I think that is – I hadn't read a dissenting one that I can see yet. 4904 said, why did UGA put the parents over there? That's a real question. Johnson should have been yelling at the kid, not the ump. Yeah, I don't care where your parents sit. If I'd have done that, yelled at my parents, my mom and dad would go, pay attention to the game. What are you looking at us for? Go pay attention to the game. 7709 says, this is Dylan in West Union. Can we wish my daughter a happy ninth birthday? Her name is Ella. We're Ella Fellas today, Ella. Happy birthday, June 1st. Happy ninth birthday. Hope it's the best one ever. Birthday girl. Hope you have many, many, many more. 3082 says, I feel like the Latin flair by MLB play and the American kids took it to a cringe level. They try so hard. Yeah, that's the thing about life, all right, is that everything's about a line. Follow me on this, Will Klein. Everything is about a line. And someone out there pushes the line a little further than the last guy. And guess what? The next guy's kind of got to push the line a little bit too, or else he's already done what somebody's done. So you got to push a little bit farther. And the thing is, the line never goes backwards. So once you approach this line, the next guy does a little more, and approach that line, the line gets pushed, and then you got to push a little farther, the next line down the line. Well, here's the thing. It's time to move the line back. On almost every other aspect of life, we don't move the line back to where it was. In baseball, we've got a chance to move the line back. I'm glad the umpire did it yesterday. I'm glad he came out from behind the plate when it happened. It's obvious it was going to be a home run after it was hit. Texter said, I love this one. Hitting the home run was fun. Yeah, that's the fun part. You did the fun part. You had to act like an idiot rounding the bases. Uh, 0198. Mickey, when you act like you expect to do it, that's a greater insult than showboating if you hit a home run like he thought he was going to do that. There's nothing that they can do about it when you act like that you've thought you were going to do it. It would have been a bigger insult if he had done it that way. I agree there, 0198. I'm surprised I hadn't gotten a little more pushback. Jed said, it's the same thing in basketball. When a guy hits a big three and taunts the opposing bench, or football, and a guy gets a sack and taunts the opposing sideline, none of that should be tolerated. It is time to take the game back. Respect the game. The game is bigger than the idiots. Take the game back. That's what I'm telling you. Texas said it starts at T-ball this generation to focus on two sliding mitts, fancy sunglasses, expensive bags, and more, individuals over team. Agree with that, 0515, added to code river text line. The team. That's the Bo Schembechler deal. Texas said it's okay. This is 1119. It's okay if you stay on your own, guys. When you go to the other team, that's when it crosses the line. Oh, but then that's my mom and dad over there. Whatever, man. Whatever. Close your shirt buttons and don't let the number one necklace thing the size of a Hershey bar show. Oh, no, that's me. It's the way I'm going to express myself. This is my at-bat. This is my, you know, my deal. Me, me, my. It was a Beatles song there. Me, mine. Red, for some different twist, said, wouldn't it be neat if everyone's like Hunter Renfrow? You catch a touchdown pass, you hand the ball back to the referee. You hit a home run, pat his chest, point up the sky, and said, thank you, Jesus, ran around the bases. Came back to the dugout. Whew. Yeah, that'd be a little bit different. By the way, speaking of Red, get your tickets. You only got two more days to get your gala tickets for Friday night. Downtown Greenville, we're going to have a great time and raise money for Sunday Little Twist. SundayLittleTwist.org. I went out and volunteered. Drake and I went out and volunteered yesterday. You need to do this with us. It's only 2 hours on a Sunday, and it's eye-opening, and you see some awesome people, meet some awesome people, and then you go out, and you the food was awesome yesterday, a little jambalaya and red beans and rice and all that. But to go out and see it, and to experience, feels so good to give anyway, but then you see it and experience it and you meet some great people and you give that kind of love without stipulations and humanize the homeless. It's a really, really good deal. So that was cool. Sean Simpsonville said, did Drake do Dabo's football camp? It was a great time. Yes, he did. Had a great time. And his team went to the Sweeney Bowl championship format there. I think they finished third. So he had a great time. Had an awesome time all week. Let's see what this one says here. To Micah's, text says Micah. I think it says Mickey. You need to stop calling the kid an idiot. He's someone's kid. He made a dumb decision, mistake, wherever you want to call it. If you want to keep calling him an idiot and everything else is an idiot starting to sound like one yourself. Okay. I didn't call him an idiot. I said you're acting like an idiot. And again, Trey Phelps is not an idiot. But when you round the bases like that, you're acting like an idiot.
And hey, Texter 5604, don't call Mickey an idiot because it's going to make you start sounding like an idiot.
No, look, again, Trey Phelps might be the nicest kid in the world. I don't know Trey Phelps. I didn't call him an idiot. I said, when you round the bases, you look like an idiot. The other 99.99% of life, maybe not. But when you round the bases like that, I'm sorry. Walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. I'm going to call you a duck. You look like an idiot. Again, didn't call him an idiot. Told him he looked like one because he was acting like one. Because like I said before, that boy don't know how to act. Short break, 654 Roar. Love to hear from you. Pratt Injury Line, Injury Lawyers phone lines, or Adams Code Review text line, much more to this.
Recurring drain issues could be more than a clog.
I said, I don't feel comfortable in doing that. I don't think you should do that. I think there's a standard. I think you play the game. For Clemson baseball, you play the game the Bill Wilhelm way. And for every team, you got that. You play the game the way Aaron played it, the way that Mays played it. You play it the way that DiMaggio played it, whatever. You get your way, and that's a standard. And you don't lower your standard because, well, it's a big at-bat. You don't lower your standard because, well, it's, you know, it's an emotional time out there. No. You mean to tell me that Hank Aaron didn't hit some emotional home runs? Did you ever see him do that? He hit 755 of them. You ever see him do that? No. And when Cam Cannarella did acted up and did some of his antics the last 3 years before that, I called him out on the radio for it. Said, I don't like it. Wish he would stop it. Wish Eric Backich would stop it. Wish the umpires would stop it. So that's what that is. All right. On the Clemson baseball thing, the caller talked about how, you know, he didn't mind the Savoy thing. I don't mind all but two players on this team finding their way, hitting the bricks. I don't mind anybody that wants to go another way, do another thing, hit the road, Jack. But Savoy was one of the two I wanted to keep, Savoy and Purify. And Purify's got a decision to make in the draft. But Savoy, according to College Baseball Central, will be hitting the transfer portal today. The portal opens today, oh, by the way. Now, the Tigers will miss him. 329, 16 homers, 52 RBIs, 13 doubles. You know, his season got a little bit derailed early when Jacob Gerald decided to come back. The staff didn't know he was going to come back or not, and he decided to come back. And so he was playing some left field and catching, you know, every other game, every third game, whatever it might be. But that's gone. So Clemson's going to have a new catcher next year no matter what now, because both your catchers are gone. You got to go spend a bunch of money in the transfer portal now and do it. But that's only one of two I wanted. Everybody else, if you want to go, you know, adios, amigo. Let's go on. Let's move on, and let's get somebody better, and let's reinvent the program a little bit here, a little bit. So we'll see. To our Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines, where Georgia Greg's checking in. Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed. Congratulations, by the way. Great win for you guys.
Yeah, and I haven't listened this morning much. I got in the car. I'm just going to tell you right quick about Phelps. As a Georgia fan, in your mind, 100%, you want to think he was looking at his family and all that, but 100% agree. You got to eject the guy. I'm with you on that. You know, Phelps is one of those guys. You talked about when he used to have his shirt buttoned down a couple years ago, but he's always been that guy. He's always been that Georgia guy. Like, when he comes up, you look at the stats, 390, and you're like, I'm glad he's on my team. And then you cringe when something like that happens. I mean, it's just – but, yeah, it's – I'm with you. You know, I've watched sports all my life. I've played it, felt the team feeling of it, and that kind of stuff just – I hate that kind of stuff.
Well, look, here's the thing. Georgia baseball is bigger than this kid and bigger than Wes Johnson. And so you got a standard you put out there, and you don't lower it for anybody in any situation. You just don't. And if you do, then you're messing up. And I don't care how good he can't hit enough home runs. And Wes Johnson can't win enough games, enough national championships. You don't change what the standard is. The standard is you respect the game, and you do it the way the great ones did it. And you're not great. He's not. Trey Phelps won't be great because if he does it this way. Now, he can do it the other way and be a great player one day. But right now, I mean, he's a great college. He's a really good college player. But take away from your team, man. Can't do it that way. Sorry. Not acceptable. Below the standard.
I just think this generation, whether it's football or basketball or baseball, they don't – what you're saying is that they don't remember that game.
But that's our fault, though, Greg. If we let them do it, it's not their fault. We have to implement that. We have to hold them to that standard. And if we don't, then that's our fault. And we've let the kids get that way, so it's time. And it's not too late. We can take back the game. We can take back the standard.
Well, I'm with you. I like the standard, and I like the team. Anyway, thanks for the congratulations.
Big one this weekend. A couple of Bulldogs getting together in Athens this weekend now. That's going to be a mega series. Super
Regional. Has Tech got to play today?
Yeah, Tech's got to play Oklahoma today. And I know you'll be tuning at 3 o'clock ESPNU, winner take all, Georgia Tech and Oklahoma.
I'll be working, but I guess I'll check. I don't have time to look during work. I'll find out at 6 what happened.
All right, but I'd hate for somebody to get the wrong medication based upon Georgia Tech baseball.
We're not going that route. I don't do that at work. When I walk in the door, 8 to 6, I'm there.
Okay, all right, I got you. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Yeah, that it's the parents' fault and the coach's fault. It's the adult's fault. It's not the kid's fault. We let that happen. We allow that to happen. We can't allow that to happen. But it's not too late. We can take it back. I'm telling you, we can take it back. But that's last night was one of the ways you take it back is you start doing that. And by doing that, you pretty much, I hope, that you have deterrence and that won't happen again. And then the new standard will be back to hopefully close. We won't go all the way back, but hopefully close to where we were. And if you know. But and the other thing is, it's worth taking back. Like, playing the game the right way is important. It's important enough to eject a guy in a game. It is important enough. It is important enough to send a message. It is important enough. All right, Clemson football is on a roll in recruiting. And subscribe to Tiger Illustrated right now because Paul Strelo, and I'm not going to tell you who they are, but Paul Strelo has five projections of guys, the uncommitted guys that will have committed in the next few days. We'll talk about that and so much more in your turn. Hour number three right after this.